Current state on 90.5 WKAR. The Detroit Lions improved to 11-4 yesterday by beating the Chicago Bears 20-14 in Chicago. With one game left to play, Detroit has secured a place in the NFL playoffs for the first time in 3 years. That last game will be next Sunday at Green Bay, the team they're tied with for first place in the NFC North, so a lot will be at stake. Joining us to recap yesterday's win at Chicago and to look ahead, Josh Katzenstein, the Lions beat writer for the Detroit News. Josh, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
The Lions were not great yesterday. They trailed in the fourth quarter before scoring the game's last 10 points, yet they found a way to win. What are your thoughts on yesterday's game?
Well, I mean, that's really been the story of this team all year, is that, you know, a lot of times they, you know, either dig themselves in a hole early or make mistakes later in the game. But then, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, they make enough plays to win close games. But I mean, the biggest takeaway for me is that, I mean, this is a really bad Bears team that they played, but, you know, that defense was, I mean, I think they have the 27th defense in the NFL, it's the 31st pass defense in the NFL. And the Lions really couldn't get anything going on offense. If the defense, you know, didn't stand up the Bears as well as it did, the Lions probably would have lost that game. And Jimmy Clausen put Chicago in position to win if his receivers just make a couple of catches. I think I heard that they had 7 drops. They make a couple of those catches, I mean, the Lions could be 10-5 right now. And even though the division title would still be on the line next week, all this talk of being a 1 or 2 seed would be out the window.
Mm. Detroit hasn't won at Lambeau in more than 20 years. What do you think it would take for the Lions to break that streak?
Well, I think they have to do what they did in week 3 against the Packers, and that's obviously easier said than done. But they just have to completely dominate defensively, which is possible, as we've sort of seen with the Packers this year. The only time they've really struggled is when they play against a physical defense that can dominate up front, which the Lions are capable of doing. We didn't see it in the first half yesterday, but in the second half, the Lions started getting pressure with the front 7. And as long as they can do that against Aaron Rodgers, I think they'll be in that game. But, I mean, I've sort of been saying all along that I thought the Packers went in with the wrong game plan. In that week 3 game, they were so dedicated to running the ball that Rodgers never got into a rhythm, and I would expect them to come out swinging. And so I don't see the Lions winning, but if they were to win, it would be because Matthew Stafford plays much better than he has most of the year, and that defense plays as well as it's capable.
Josh Katzenstein's our guest. Josh is the Lions beat writer for the Detroit News. The Lions are 11-4, but only one of those wins is against a team with a winning record. Talk to us some more about the playoff implications of the Green Bay game.
Well, I think, not to call you out, I think 2 were against teams with a winning record, because the Dolphins won yesterday to improve to 8-7. But, it's going to be interesting to see just how the Lions do once they get to the playoffs, because, as you said, they've only beaten 1 or 2 teams with a winning record this year, and Matthew Stafford has never beaten a team with a winning record on the road in his career. I don't remember. I think he's 0-15. I mean, he was 0-15 coming into the year, and, you know, if you include the losses to Arizona and New England, that'll bump that down. And in order for the Lions to make a run, he's going to have to reverse that trend, because either he'll have to win in Green Bay next week, or they'll have to go on the road. And unless they play the NFC South team, they're going to have to play a team with a winning record. So I think a lot of it's going to come down to just what Stafford can do, and if he can avoid some of those costly mistakes that he had yesterday against the Bears and really for much of his career.
How much do Stafford's interceptions concern you? Did he regress into some bad habits yesterday then?
Yeah, definitely. And it was strange, because I wrote about this last Monday after the Vikings game. He did not play well against the Vikings either, but he didn't have any turnovers. And that's really been a major emphasis of this new coaching staff, is that, you know, if there's nothing there, just throw it away or take the sack, do whatever you can do to avoid turnovers. And yesterday, I mean, he went back to, he showed that some old habits die hard, because those 2 interceptions were really ugly. He telegraphed the 1 pass to Golden Tate. The other one, the first one, he said that he was trying to throw out of the back of the end zone, but it's hard to believe that just because he has the arm that he can throw it into the eighth row if he needs to. But I think in a playoff game against most teams that have better defenses than the Bears, those are definitely things that are going to haunt the Lions. But as I said, you know, if they play the NFC South or
okay,
if they play like a team like the Cowboys who don't have a great defense, I think they could definitely have a chance.
Josh Katzenstein is the Lions beat writer for the Detroit News. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.